pretty confident. It's been awesome out here so far. I mean, we've done a lot of training, so we're pretty prepared and we're raring to go for the start of the series tomorrow.
You as a batsman yourself, how do you feel you've performed so far on the warm-up matches?
I played in one of them. I got 28, so I was unhappy that I couldn't continue, but I was glad that I got some time out in the middle. So hopefully if I'm picked, I can push on from that. And I'm now a bit more used to the wickets than I was before. So now I sort of know what to expect and I'm really looking forward to the series ahead.
What did you learn while you were out there in the middle?
Just getting used to conditions. Like they bowl a lot more spin out here than they do back in England. And just those conditions in general and just getting used to playing the spin. And that was the main thing, I think, for me. Just getting used to the pace of the game out here as well. It doesn't do as much as it does in England with the new ball. So just learning when to attack and at different points. And just knowing when and where to go for your risky shots and when not to.
Has it been quite hard to adapt to?
I wouldn't say hard, but it's very different to back home. But obviously the basics still apply. But certain shots that I would use back home don't tend to work as much out here. So I think it's just, like I say, adapting and getting used to the conditions. But it's not too big a difference. I mean, once you get used to it, and I've netted quite a bit out here, obviously came here before Christmas. So it's something that all the lads are getting used to be honest, and we can hopefully beat the Pakistanis in the 50-over series.
And before Christmas, you mentioned that you wanted to try and show selectors what you can do out there. If you are selected tomorrow to take part in the first match, what can you do to prove to selectors that you should be included in the Lions side more?
Obviously, depending on selection, you don't know what's going to happen there. But no, I think I'll take every day as it comes. And obviously, any batsman will tell you they'll be trying to score big when they get the opportunity. So like any other batsman would, if I do get it, I'll be trying to go on and hit some runs and try and win the game for the Lions. But I can't look too much further ahead than that. I've got to try and keep it simple. But that's my main thing, to try and help the team win.
Of course, and having Kent keeper Sam Billings alongside you, that must be quite nice as well.
Yeah, it's been brilliant having him here. He's been doing so well with the main team, obviously. So he's got a lot of experience and he's learned quite a bit in the last few months or so, and we know each other extremely well. So it's a massive positive to have someone I've known since I was almost 6 years old with me in a different environment. So we can feed off each other, and obviously we're good friends as well. So it's been brilliant having Sam here, and hopefully we can both do well for the Lions team.
And he got some experience as captain for the warm-up matches. What was it like to see him as captain?
It was pretty good, actually. He did a good job. I've seen him do it before a couple of times in the second team. So, I know what Sam's like, and he held himself very well. And I think maybe he could do that in the future. I don't know what he wants to do, but I think he did everything that he could have done, and we won the game as well. So he has a good record as a captain for the Lions anyway, one out of one.
So maybe a future captain in the making?
Yeah, obviously you never know, but he did himself no harm, that's for sure.